Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Black Israel Talk Radio. This is your boy Black Israel coming out to you live tonight. Yeah! Out of Washington, D.C., the most corrupted city in the world. I want to welcome everybody for listening to the show tonight. I want to say what's up to all my Hebrew Israelite brothers and sisters worldwide. Again, I'm Black Israel. I want everybody to put a new callers, the new listeners. Black Israel is a Hebrew Israelite from the tribe of Judah. Okay? We basically talk about the book. Or we talk about things going on social, you know, going on within the community and all that good stuff. The first thing I want to say before I get started with the show, I want to say all praise to the Most High God. Thank the Lord for waking up my listeners as well as myself today, because a lot of people didn't wake up today. So I want to praise all praise to Yahweh, which is God, Yahweh Shah, which is Christ in the Hebrew. You know what I'm saying? Because it wasn't for Christ or Yahweh, the Creator, the forefathers of Abraham and Jacob, will not be awoke today. You know what I'm saying? And the kingdom is coming next. We got next in this kingdom. You know what I'm saying? So we ain't got long. We just got to be patient as the saints. Now, again, I want to welcome all my people worldwide, statewide. You know, I can't name everybody, but Connecticut, D.C., Maryland, Virginia, York, Pennsylvania. You know what I'm saying? North Carolina, South Carolina, Florida, Mississippi, all that. All my Hebrews, like, worldwide. Now, so what we're going to do tonight? Tonight we got a giant little special show. Tonight what we're going to do is I'm going to play an auto video. I'm going to try to attempt to play an auto video on this racist KKK. Now, all you all who had short legs, as my brother Jacob, the Hebrew one would say, called a little kid short legs, you're going to have to put them away when I start this auto video, because this KKK, this white man, you know what I'm saying, is doing a lot of cursing. But what the reason I'm playing the auto, because I want you to listen to the message which he's saying in the auto tape. You know, so all my brothers who are in Chicago, all the killing going on in D.C., Maryland, killing going on in Connecticut, killing going on in North Carolina, Mississippi, all that brothers killing each other, I need to listen to this tape, listen to this video. But it's an auto video. It's not, you know, it's an auto video I'm going to play. But that's important that as black men, as women, especially as black men, this black-on-black killing out here, it's important that we listen to this tape to see how white Americans feel about us. Again, I didn't get the title of my show. The title of the show tonight, for my good peoples out here, is America, let me get it correct. The title of the show tonight is basically talking about what effect do white American have on so-called Negroes and Hispanics in 2017. That's really why I'm pulling the auto video out. And some other things we're going to talk about the racism. You know, some people, again, brothers and sisters, some people think racism doesn't exist in this country. You know, especially with the so-called Christians out here. They think we're supposed to love everybody, supposed to love. Everybody's not going to love everybody. That's just not going to happen. You know what I'm saying? We're all different races of people. We are God's chosen people. The 12 tribes of Israel are God's chosen people. And we're catching hell. Okay, the black Hispanic people in South Central America, we are catching hell in this country. Again, the name of the show is What Effect Do White Americans Have on the So-Called Negro and Hispanic in 2017? So again, first thing we're going to talk about, before we get to the auto video, we're going to talk about this R. Kelly thing, okay? Because I know this R. Kelly thing is just going all out of the whack, all through the internet, YouTube, and all this type of stuff. But what I'm getting at this story coming up is basically R. Kelly had women in his house, okay? He had females in his house. So these particular females he had in his house, somehow he had them sign contracts. He got different rooms from them set up, like a little hotel rooms inside many homes that he owned. You understand what I'm saying? When I'm hearing, they between 21, 20, they can be as young as that. But I believe, yeah, this allegations that they make, I believe they all over, they up over 18. I guess they over 18. But particular young woman, her father, I guess y'all, everybody saw the video where her father got on video and got on TMZ talking about R. Kelly got his daughter, holding his daughter captive and all this stuff, won't allow her to call home, this and this and that. Then the daughter turned around and make a video stating that she's all right, she's okay, that, you know, her family shouldn't be worried about her and all this stuff she's saying. Tell her father taking it overboard and dad, you know, really what's up and all that stuff going on. Again, we see everybody over the world, white America, the Africans, the Indians, you know, it's from India, I mean, not the North American Indian, but for people from India, all these people all over the world, the Arabs, they look at this stuff and look at us as like a bunch of out-of-control niggas. I'm going to keep it real, okay? They look at us like we are out-of-control niggas, you know, and we treat our women any type of way and all that, and that is not the case. So basically, R. Kelly, again, in the spotlight with these women, unfortunately, the particular women that they're making, the perm saying that R. Kelly hurt holding their daughter in captivity. Apparently, she is 21 years old, so she has illegal aid, but they believe that R. Kelly are brainwashing these women. Okay, these women are being brainwashed. Okay, then another video come out today, which is Friday, come out today. The young lady get on TMZ and say that her father knew about her living with R. Kelly. Okay, let's back up a little bit. Before today, she did a video with TMZ, and she did seem nervous in the video. If you look at the video prior of this video tonight, you look at the video, you can see that she was kind of nervous. You can see, if you look at her front shirt, you can see the shadow of somebody in the background waving or telling what to say and all that type of stuff. So that's a little suspect right there. But today's video, she made that her father knew that she was living with R. Kelly, and that somehow that R. Kelly and the father had some type of deal going on with the daughter doing a record deal. The daughter's supposed to be going off to college or whatever. And at the end of the day, the girl ended up living with R. Kelly. Okay, now the father hasn't heard from the daughter. He was concerned. The mother was concerned. It was all on TMZ making a press conference and all this type of stuff. Then the girl come out with the video today saying that her father knew about her staying with R. Kelly. He making a big deal about it. He knew it was the reason why I'm over R. Kelly house because I was having problems. All this old crap, all this unnecessary confusion going on, status on that. My opinion on it, this is my opinion. This is Black Israel opinion. My opinion on that situation is, you got a lot of young women out here, some young men too as well. You got a lot of young women are groupies. You got a guy who's a superstar, who's very gifted when it comes to his music. God gave him a gift to produce good music. You know what I'm saying? But unfortunately, he got himself caught up in a lot of allegations dealing with young women. Well, let me rephrase that, young girls. Okay? He married the R&B singer when she was 15. So he have a lot of not good history. Then they got a video of him peeing on a little girl. So he got a lot of bad history. He paid out a lot of women, little girls' parents to keep him out of court and all that type of stuff. So his history is not really good, okay, when it comes to that. Okay, but at the end of the day, with this situation with the women living in this house, you got a lot of young women, 20, in her case she was 21. These women see these superstars, man, and they feel the need is like, okay, he a superstar, he all on TV, he make movies, you know, he make music, he did music with this artist, you know what I'm saying? Now, if he was an average Negro, they wouldn't even be living with him, they wouldn't even be going there with him like that. They see the beautiful cars, they see the house, all that, they see them on YouTube video, they see all that, and they glamorous by that. So, of course, he can get into their head and share his money and keep around him bodyguard. Of course, them young women going to fall for that. You know, he in concerts, you know, like one concert he had, you know, who going to go home with me, da-da-da, you know. I mean, what most young women, not all young women, but most young women going to fall for that, on that group of status, and get into that psychological whirlwind because the glamour, you know, the cars, like I said, you know, the diamonds, the money. They're going to get caught up in that. You know, just like young girls get caught up with so-called gang members and drug dealers, you know what I'm saying, the money, drugs, and all that. They get caught up, and hey, you got two, three women dealing with a drug dealer. You know, you got one, well, I don't care if he messing with this, I don't care if he messing with her, you know, as long as he paying my bill, putting money in my pocket, woo, 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 woo. You know what I'm saying? Bought me a. You giving them going at people. So this situation, even though he's not selling drugs, R. Kelly not selling drugs, but this situation where he had money from making music or in video concerts, that's glamorous to them young women. Unlikely for a woman. It's not really a shock to see five or seven women living with him. You know what I'm saying? They signing contracts. I'm hearing, according to TMZ, that he takes the cell phones from them. You know what I'm saying? They can't use the cell phones, and they can't do this, can't do that. That's, you know, put this contract out. You know, do you women want to be around him because what he got and all that? Hey, that's what it is. I'm going to tell you straight up, that's what it is. You know what I'm saying? So eventually, when they feel like they're being used, they saying that he's using women as sex slaves. He got one woman. That's what they saying on TMZ. You check it out. They're saying that he's using women as sex slaves. He got one woman teaching the other young girls how to please them and all that old crap going on. But at the end of the day, man, only throwing putting a bad light against Israel, against God's chosen people. You know what I'm saying? You know, it just putting a bad light, you know. And they, like, white Americans love to throw light like that to see, oh, here's a no-good nigga. He got these young girls in there brainwashing them and this and this and this and that and nah, 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 nah. You get what I'm saying? So that's what's up with that situation. Okay, that's what's up with that situation. Try to do is try to get this auto thing together. But yeah, again, we are God chosen people, and racism is alive and well in America. All right, now what I want y'all to do, go to a YouTube page. Go to a YouTube page, and I want y'all to put in, go to the little circle, type that in. Type in KKK-member, release this video. It's a 4 minutes and 32 seconds video. Now, all you all who has young kids, you might want to move the young kids out the room for a while until after this video is over. I mean, after this auto video is over, for you adults who claim you don't like to hear a lot of cursing and whatever, I advise you to listen to the words in this video, in this particular video. Okay, listen to the words. But again, I want you all to put up KKK-members release this video and listen to what this racist monster talk about. On top of that, he got his head covered like any skid and sorry KKK. So I'm going to attempt to try to play it for my dedicated listeners and family, friends who's online. If it don't come out clear, let me know. You know, hit the brother up, text me, you know what I'm saying? Let me know if it ain't coming through clear. All right? On the count of 1, 2, 3.
See, this KKK from Mississippi. Listen to him. My Hebrew one brother, Brother Jacob, making a comment. Yeah, this Black Israel Talk Radio coming at you live. Listen to this racist KKK member. So we still listen. That thing will never happen. They'll never rise again. When Christ comes back, all that stuff coming to a stop. Again, that's what my, Brother Jacob making the comments as well about this racist KKK memo. So, again, I'm bringing that out to say that he made some points in this video. First video, he said that they don't have to keep lynching us no more because we are doing the lynching for them. We're doing the killing for them. That black on black crime in Chicago and Detroit and D.C., Maryland, Connecticut, and all this other place, Virginia, Minnesota, all this killing going on, Missouri, all this killing going on. You know what I'm saying? The white devil was telling you right there. He was telling you right there. We don't have to do the killing no more. Because if he did one lynching a week, oh, we raise all types of hell. If he say he do one lynching a month, we'll raise a whole lot of hell. I'm all da 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 da. But when we doing the black and black killing like we are doing, ain't no hell being raised. And many blacks and blacks killing each other, all these gang members and cliques and all that killing over stuff they don't even own. You don't own no real estate on the public street. And a lot of y'all gang members, man, a lot of y'all, man, probably don't even have homes. You know what I'm saying? Probably living in a project. And some of you might not be. My point is, Black Israel's point is, we need to stop killing each other. Over bull crap. We need to stop killing each other, man. You know what I'm saying? They saying they know we're killing each other. Just like he made a comment. Oh, y'all sit here and write multi, sit there and watch these talk shows. You know, these talk shows put black people on these talk shows and make us look like asses on these talk shows. Okay? So he mentioned about the talk show. He mentioned about, y'all sit back and look at these talk shows and your kids out of control. And he right. Our kids is out of control. A lot of our kids are out of control in these streets. Because you got some kids running to parents, telling the parents what to do. Selling drugs, out there killing. You know what I'm saying? This is a wake up call. For a lot of you adults who didn't want to listen to this KK or going to listen to this KK, listen to what he's saying. This is reality. The reality is they know what's going on. They enjoy seeing us kill each other. They enjoy to see us aborting our kids. They enjoy to see Hispanics and Mexicans and blacks killing each other, Crips and Bloods. Gang members, Chicago gang members. You know what I'm saying? They enjoy seeing all that going on within the urban as well as in the neighborhoods and the streets. They love to see that because we doing the job for them. They don't have to, like the KK, they ain't got to go out and do all it because we're doing the job for them. Okay? So keep in mind, we need to stop killing each other. Okay? And again, for you all who didn't hear or if it didn't come clear, again, you can always pull it up on YouTube. And when you go to the YouTube link, just pull it up, KKK-member, release this video. And check out the video. The video is 4 minutes and 32 seconds. You know what I'm saying? And he doing a lot of cursing in the video, but listen to what he's saying in the video. You know what I'm saying? We have to stop killing each other out here, man. You know what I'm saying? We are God chosen people. We're killing each other. Then he mentioned about the police. You know, he said he's behind the police, you know, Klan's behind the police, killing blacks and all that. You know what I'm saying? So they're all aware what's going on. You know what I'm saying? The one thing at the end of the day, they know we God chosen people. You know what I'm saying? And they trying to kill as many of us they can kill, man. Because they know we God chosen people. They know when Christ come back, it's the end for them. This is a lad. This is the end for them. This is as good as it's going to get for them other nations out here. Okay? This is as good as it's going to get for them. You know what I'm saying? So that's important to keep this stuff in mind. Okay? We're going to talk about, and this goes hand in hand with the Klan, hand in hand with the name of the show tonight. Again, the name of the show is What Effect Do Whites American Have on So-Called Negroes and Hispanics in 2017. Now, it's 2017. Y'all need to go to the Google page, and I want y'all to put up Walmart racist remark on nigger brown product, hair product. Or you can put in Walmart nigger brown product. Okay? Pull that up. This is 2017.
Now, I think I understand that the Walter family own Walmart. But let me explain something to you about these white people who own Walmart. Walmart put out a product, a hair piece product, called Nigga Brown. I lie to you not. Okay? Last week. And they had it on there for maybe a couple of hours before somebody black really saw it and raised hell about it. And then they tried and they pulled it. You understand what I'm saying? They pulled it off the market. This is show you right now, Walmart is the biggest retailer out here. You know what I'm saying? And blacks, Hispanics, and all that, we put big money in Walmart pockets. They don't even hire their employees full time. They get all the employees, basically all the employees are part time with no benefit. And they make billions and billions of dollars. All black and Hispanic people out here. Now, they put a product out here, and the color, the name of the color they call the product, it's a hair, something like a headpiece statue with hair or something, and on it it said Nigga Brown. So that tells you a lot how these retailers and stuff feel about blacks out here in America. Y'all people can sit out here all y'all want to and be blind, walking, sleep, like walking dead, mean spiritually dead, not really grasping what's really going on out here. Again, a lot of black women spend billions of dollars on hair products, on hair, fake hair, hair pieces, cornrows, and all that type of stuff. They spend billions of dollars on that. And them Chinese, them Koreans can't stand you, Negro women. They don't like you. It's a couple of videos out there where they show this Korean guy kicking on his, beating up on his black girl because he thought the black girl stole something out of the store. Slammed it down and all that. And she ain't stealing out of the store. These people hate us. You know, they hate you, Hispanics, y'all so-called Negro women, y'all black so-called African-American women. These people hate y'all. Y'all ain't them but whores, prostitutes, ghetto, that's all they see y'all like. And I know, black Israel know that all y'all sisters is not like that. A lot of y'all sisters are well educated. A lot of y'all sisters take care of y'all kids. A lot of y'all sisters are beautiful sisters, you know what I'm saying? All different shapes and sizes and different range of color or brown. You know what I'm saying? Y'all sisters, some of y'all sisters do the right thing. Y'all, some of y'all sisters got y'all men back and all that. Y'all some beautiful sisters out there. Unfortunately, the other few sisters make it bad for everybody across the board. You know what I'm saying? When you see here, every time you look on YouTube or you turn around and look on Facebook, black women, a lot of y'all, the black men do the same thing. They put the business all out there like that. Everybody in the world see it. And on top of this, a lot of these black brothers out here, these young black brothers out there, they get themselves caught up on, and they do what they call a Facebook fight and all that, and they end up getting killed. You wouldn't think the police are fast not on Facebook? You don't think they don't see y'all doing this type of stuff? How do you get yourself caught up on Facebook on some bullcrap and then turn around getting cops and get locked up? Doing life in prison. Hold some comment on Facebook? Come on, black brother. Wake up. Sisters, wake up. But anyway, this is Black Israel Talk Radio. The show is coming to a end. I want to thank everybody worldwide for listening in. It's been a while since I've been on the air. I appreciate the love. You know what I'm saying? I hope y'all enjoy the show tonight. Then the next show I'm going to do is not going to be next week. It's going to be the week after next. I'm going to do the next show, okay? So I'm going to try to do a show every other weekend. You know, every other Friday. Let me say that, every other Friday, okay? If the Lord's with us. I want to thank everybody for listening to the show. You know, we already know what time it is. I appreciate, again, I thank the Most High God for giving us this night. I want everybody to make sure you serve the Sabbath. You know what I'm saying? I mean, praise the Sabbath, you know, pray on the Sabbath, the Master Sabbath from sun up to sundown. Thank all my sisters and brothers worldwide for listening, my family, my friends. You take care, and you already know what I'm going to do. I'm definitely about to slam this microphone. I'm out of here.